At least 12 people have been killed since Hurricane Ivan crashed onto the Gulf Coast in Florida earlier this morning at 130 miles an hour.
That was NPR's Morning Edition on September 16, 2004. Earlier, at 1:50 a.m., Hurricane Ivan made landfall at Gulf Shores, Alabama. By then, it had already killed 67 people in the Caribbean, including 39 in Grenada and 17 in Jamaica. Escambia County was hit by the eastern edge of the storm, the most dangerous part of any Atlantic hurricane.
I've traveled all over Escambia County, and you will go no place that you don't see what happened here last night.
That's Ron McNesby, the Escambia County Sheriff in 2004, speaking with the media some 16 hours after the storm hit.
This afternoon, I took a short tour in our helicopter down the beaches, both of them, Pensacola Beach and down Perdido Key. I will tell you that the damage I saw there today is probably three times that of Opal.
At about the same time in Tallahassee, Governor Jeb Bush was giving his first briefing since the storm hit.
As of 7:30 this morning, Gulf Power reported 338,923 customers without power, which is about 80% of all of their customers. Damage has been reported to several hospitals in Pensacola, including Baptist West Florida Hospital and Sacred Heart. We're in contact with them. Unfortunately, hospitals in the Panama City area have not sustained significant damage. The ACA teams, the Agency for Healthcare Administration teams, will be going in as soon as they can to assess the needs of these hospitals to make sure that the basics are there to be able to provide for our vulnerable citizens. One important message for the citizens and residents of Northwest Florida is to stay safe. More deaths occur after a storm than during the storm. And the storm is still there, so please don't leave the shelters. Please don't leave wherever you are, hopefully in a safe place.
And indeed, within a week, there would be five more storm-related deaths on the panhandle. Those fatalities and the discovery of another that took place on the 16th would bring the death toll from Ivan in Northwest Florida to 13, with many more reported in Alabama. And as the winds and the rains began to lessen during the day, the extent of the damage was beginning to sink in. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody was able to reach Gulf Breeze Police Chief Peter Paulding, who reported on the status of the area's bridges.
All of the bridges in the area were severely impacted by this storm. The Bob Sykes Bridge collapsed at one section and is impassable. The Garcon Point Bridge is severely eroded from a wave action at the north end and is impassable. The I-10 Bridge, both east and westbound lanes, have collapsed. 25 sections on one portion of it collapsed. And the Highway 98 Bridge is in a similar situation. The eastbound lane, both at the north and south end of the bridge, has been severely eroded.
So your message for those who have evacuated and want to come back is stay away for the time being?
Yes, it's not possible to safely return.
The chief also reminded residents that there was a 24-hour curfew in effect, as did Ashley Chisholm, a public safety spokesperson for Escambia County.
Pretty much the entire county without power, sewer system down, no water, or very limited water. We have major and some cases catastrophic damage to the transmission and distribution lines and one of the generating plants of Gulf Power, as well as their operating facilities. So we're getting out there doing the damage assessment, and one of the most important things right now is for people to stay off the road.
It was about that time that National Guard troops began arriving to assist with recovery efforts. Lieutenant Colonel Ron Tittle was with the Florida National Guard.
Last night we had about 1,700 soldiers and airmen hunkered down with us in Tallahassee at the Civic Center and the fairgrounds. They headed out with the first convoys, main convoys heading out about 8:15 this morning with some advanced ones before that. And they're currently doing reconnaissance and assisting with the local state officials there doing that, and also search and rescue. So they're ongoing with that mission at this time.
And towards the end of that first day, as the initial shock subsided and agencies and citizens switched into recovery mode, Michael Hardin, chief of the Division of Emergency Management for Escambia County, summed up September 16th, 2004.
It's been a very busy day. You had a lot of crews beginning to do just some simple debris removal, getting it out of the way, getting out there and taking a look and having some idea of what actually occurred. The next priorities for tomorrow were to continue with urban search and rescue or search and rescue activities. City of Pensacola is well on that way. We've still got some areas, particularly on the west side of town.
The next few days, weeks, and even months would see a massive rebuilding effort take hold on the Florida Panhandle. Escambia County Administrator George Tuart perhaps summed up everyone's feelings best.
We will recover. That's what Escambia County does. That's what the state of Florida does, quite frankly. And Escambia County is no different. City of Pensacola is no different. And we will be bigger and better than we ever have been before.
Taking a look at what grew from the shadow of Hurricane Ivan, many would say the late Mr. Tuart nailed it. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.